Security Minister assures commitment of security forces in bringing perpetrators to justice, and Transport Authority Amendment Act gets approval. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song and the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song competitions. Singers and songwriters, submit your entries now. There are over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting is assuring Jamaicans that the security forces remain committed to tracking down, apprehending, and bringing criminals to justice. In a statement to Parliament on Tuesday, Mr. Bunting noted that the law enforcement officers have been playing a major role in the fight against crime.
The security forces deserve our support. They're the last line of defense between law-abiding Jamaicans and the criminals that threaten our future.
Meanwhile, Minister Bunting informed that since the start of 2015, some 316 persons have left the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF. His comment came in light of a statement that was made by opposition leader Andrew Holness that since the start of the year, more than 800 persons have resigned from the force. Mr. Bunting also noted that the figure for last year was 341.
Mr. Speaker, I would remind the Leader of the Opposition that the figures for the years 2010 and 2011 were 426 and 449 respectively, possibly the two highest years for attrition in the history of the JCF.
He has called upon the opposition to join the government in a sincere partnership to support the National Security Forces in order to apprehend the criminals and to keep the country safe.
The criminals need to know that we are united in opposition to them and stand firmly together as Jamaicans in our fight for a safer country.
The Transport Authority Amendment Act, which seeks to increase the seating capacity of hackney carriages from 4 to 5, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Debate on the bill was closed by Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. For some time, hackney carriage operators have been calling for the amendments to the section of the Act dealing with the number of persons to be carried. This in order to correct the anomaly that exists between the number of seats or passengers insured and the number of passengers provided for in the law in these vehicles. Dr. Davies commented that currently hackney carriages are insured to carry 4 passengers plus a driver.
The license from the Transport Authority spoke only to 3 passengers and a driver. And this anomaly led to them being stopped by police because of the license issued by the Transport Authority, when they have been insured for 4+1.
He noted further that representation was made by the hackney carriers and a decision was taken to move the amendments. The bill will go to the Senate for its approval. And the Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Act 2015 and the accompanying bill, the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Act 2015, were also approved in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bills were piloted by Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. The Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Act 2015 makes provision for sentence reduction on guilty pleas. The bill also seeks to provide for a review by the Court of Appeal in limited circumstances of a prescribed minimum penalty imposed by the court on conviction of a defendant for an offense. The Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Act 2015 makes provision in limited circumstances for a person who has been tried and convicted for an offense carrying a prescribed minimum penalty, a sentence that is fixed by law, to appeal to the Court of Appeal against such sentence. The Senate in June passed the Criminal Justice Administration Amendment Act 2015 with 11 amendments, while the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Amendment Act 2015 was approved without amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.